Mary,
we can't even.
Mindy,
do it.
How Mindy. Was your weekend?
I like how you think
mine
I talk
was
to you.
Sexy.
I like how you think I talk like you, like that to you, like Mindy. Mindy,
get in bed with me, Mindy.
Mindy, you're grounded.
Damn yeah. it,
Mindy! I would never ground.
Oh
you.
Man, I got to tell you about the drum commercial I made.
Please tell me about
night.
Your drum commercial.
Well, Skid Row Studios has an affiliate now called Drumeo.com.
That's Drumeo, Drumeo.com.
And so if you go to Drumeo.com/Skid Row, which is our station, you get some drumming deals. And so I made a commercial and I played drums bad and I played drums good. I was like, and it was so hard to play bad. It was just hard to not be in like rhythm.
Dude, what makes me laugh though is that because you are a drummer, like, you would like you would be a good drum, like a drum lesson giver. But like, isn't it that Drumeo is like, it's like online, like you don't have to have somebody actually come to your house and teach you drums.
Yeah, like, and the dude on their front page, I've like watched some of his drum lessons
that's
before.
Pretty cool. I mean,
I've
like,
never had a real drum lesson with like a person anyway.
Yeah, like yeah, for a lot of kids they might need it, like they want to play drums but they don't know how to like how to get started and they don't have the money for like drum lessons. It's kind of smart. It's almost like drum lessons via Skype.
Yeah,
it's just the one dude.
I'm motivated to get my little nephew, who's a year and a half, drumming. I think it's time for his first set. And at first, I was going to get a little baby one, but then now I'm like set on the Ludwig Jr.
Get him the Ludwig Jr., dude. That's like, yeah. That's all you could do. That's all
I
you
know.
Can do.
It's like I'm torn. I have to save up a little bit more money, but he's only one and a half. And how many 1.5 year olds get a real drum set?
It's pretty understandable. You know what? This song, I'm going to say, we should probably dedicate this next song to your nephew.
Yeah.
And
did
all
you know
of his drumming.
We have a caller.
What? Somebody's already calling?
Well, maybe they want to talk about my nephew drumming. Hi, caller.
Hi. How are you?
Good. What's up? Who are we talking to?
Well, this is Melinda, a.k.a. DJ Mel's son, and I was giving a shout-out to Liz in Level 7.
Woo-hoo.
I just want to congratulate you guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're in the green room right now.
Yeah, they're in the green room. We were about to bring them in
with lots of artwork.
Nice.
And
nice.
So many penises on one wall.
Well, I'm glad you guys are having plenty over there. I'm cool.
Yeah, I'm hoping that Liz draws her own special penis on that wall.
Oh, she will. She seems like she's got what it takes to draw that special penis on the wall with a marker. Are you gonna?
No, I've known Liz for a while. I don't know. That would be one sight to see, I have to say.
We'll take pictures of it, and you'll see them if you go on either Liz's page, Level 7's page, or Hotbox's page. They'll be there. Are you going to go see them tomorrow night?
I would love to be able to go do that, but I actually have class tomorrow night.
So, well, we can't Skype that. We can, you know, we'll tell you how it went. It went metal.
Yes, she's awesome. They're great.
They go
great
hard.
Band. Very charismatic.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, we'll be taking a little bit of time out to rock out to some of their tunes here in just a little bit.
But first, we're playing, we're doing a thing called Maiden March, Iron Maiden. This is the second week of March, so we're about to play a song and then bring on the lovely lads and ladies of Level 7. So
thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, and keep listening because you're going to hear some of their stuff later. But now, Bruce Dickinson and company awaits you.
Yeah.
freaking loves Iron Maiden.
I hope you all love.
Yes, I love.
All love Iron Maiden.
Is Iron Maiden an influence on Level 7?
Well, definitely me.
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely.
And you are?
Tony Guzman.
And what do you do in Level 7?
Actually, I'm the bass player.
Sweet, sweet. So Iron Maiden definitely bass influence?
Yeah, actually, and as well as vocals. I mean, you know, Bruce, I mean, I can sing as well. But, I mean, Bruce Dickinson is a singer. He's freaking amazing. You know what
yeah.
I mean? Seriously, his talent is freaking awesome.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Yeah, as far as bass playing goes, of course, Steve Harris is totally amazing as well. You know what I mean?
That's why we're celebrating Maiden March. Because basically Iron Maiden, I'm sure there may be somewhere, but there needs to be an Iron Maiden Day.
International
calendar
America,
holiday.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm not trying to beat around the bush. I'm just
January
saying.
Needs some good holidays.
January needs at least one, and maybe that should be Iron Maiden Day because January, let's face it, the most metal of the calendar months. Maybe
I could see it.
Could it. Be.
It's always it the could like the icy
the,
heart
has
of
the
winter.
Metal as potential. So we do have Level 7 on the show. They're playing tomorrow at the Silver Lake Lounge.
Yep.
Yep.
We are.
Yeah, you are. And hello, guys. Welcome. Welcome. Welcome.
Hello.
Thanks for having
all right.
Us.
Looks like we got a couple more people to introduce themselves. Liz, tell us about you.
Yes, I'm Liz. I'm the front girl, obviously.
Yeah.
And we wanted to tell you happy 6-month anniversary.
Yes. Thank you, guys. You
happy
guys
year.
Are our 6-month anniversary.
Yes.
Yay.
And we brought a little gift for you. We brought you some
Careful.
Crackleberry.
Crackleberry!
It's green. It's going to smell so good, Mary.
Crack it open. Let's smell that crackleberry fucking goodness.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh, Hotbox, it's a crackleberry 6-month anniversary.
The Hotbox.
You guys have no idea. I will put it up to the mic, but you won't know. But you will know that we're celebrating. Yeah, 6 months, man.
Yes.
We fucking
good job,
totally
guys.
The Hotbox for
yes, congratulations.
We have to Thank have a you. Moment of silence for Cassie.
Yes.
The wonderful, wonderful, talented lady who will join us again someday.
She will always join us. She just time travels so much.
Yeah, we never
she's
know
She's always
where
dipping
she
and
is.
Dropping and, you know, fucking record flopping. Like, she's crazy. She's everywhere.
Yeah.
I talked
she's
to her
got
one day.
A real deal career going.
Yeah, she has an actual career. So, yeah, but hi, Cassie, and it's our 6-month anniversary, and we love you.
Yay!
So where do you guys rehearse? What do you guys usually do as far as jam time goes?
Pure Rock.
Yeah.
Pure Rock Studios in Whittier.
Oh, in Whittier. Oh, yeah. I have family in Pico Rivera.
Oh,
I know
yeah.
I know Whittier, yeah.
Yep.
Well, that's cool. I mean, is it like basically when you guys jam, do you like go through songs or do you try to do new stuff or
Well, like right now we practice the set. So, you know, and then pretty soon we'll work on some new material.
Yeah, we're just basically focusing on like say the live show right now.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah. And concern, cool. Yeah, and okay. Especially because we're playing tomorrow night. So, you know, we definitely want to be on point.
Yeah. So we got two more members that we got introduced. The people listening out there don't know
there
who
are,
else
there
is
are
in the
two
room.
Other members of the band that have remained silent. We will break their
they
silence
are very shy.
Now. Just, how about
All right,
this?
Which one's the drummer?
Yeah.
Hey,
me.
Dude, the dude with the camera that
hey.
Looks a lot like my camera. Ooh, I'm a drummer.
Hello.
So I just
That's
got
what I hear.
Drummer, camera, camera,
I hear
drummer.
Yeah.
She's a very good drummer.
Cool. So what do you say, what drumming like styles and influences do you bring to Level 7?
Don't worry, we got you. Daddy's got
Emotional,
you.
Emotional, heavy,
Wait, how do you...
heavy style.
Oh, this
All
way.
Right.
I'm
There you are. No, carry on.
That's all I could say. I'm a heavy hitter, heavy rock.
Do you have any like drummers that you feel influence you or groups?
I do. I'm a big fan of Dave Lombardo from Slayer.
Oh yeah.
And I'm a big fan of Abe Cunningham from Deftones, along
cool,
with
cool.
Well, I don't know, depending on which era of music you're talking.
Iron Maiden.
I like Nico. I don't understand why Tony didn't mention him, but, you know.
They asked, you know, that's your job, man. That's your job.
Nico McBrain's killer.
You're the drummer.
Yeah.
But I do. I like Bill Bruford from King Crimson. And among many, many others.
Sweet. And now we just got to have, who's the shredder?
Who's the shredder?
That would be me.
All right. Hi. Can you tell us who you are?
I'm Ruben Martinez.
Hey, Ruben.
And what do you play?
Guitar.
And what guitar do you play on?
Gibson Firebird.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. My number one.
I think that's the one that had the fancy artwork in NAMM.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Was it a Firebird? There was a Godzilla with tits in the
ESP. We went to one booth in the...
I missed it. I didn't get it.
We were in the Gibson area, and they were like behind like a plexiglass display case. It was like a fucking guitar terrarium. And there were like three like hung on the wall in a row. One of them was just Bela Lugosi, no bigs, you know, Bela Lugosi. But then one was Godzilla, but Godzilla had like magnificent tits.
I think they were trying
and
for
it was like
six
gorgeous.
Pack.
It was like gorgeously airbrushed, like you'd see like on like a lowrider hood, like an Aztec fucking warrior with like the bitch in his arms or whatever. Wow. That's what it was like. But it was Godzilla with tits, but it was that pretty.
Interesting.
And then the one right below it was like a chick like bent over, but it's like her ass is like closest to like the bottom of the
nice.
She's ass first is what she's doing. Nice. But she's in like it was like a bunch of like pirate gold.
Man, like I would love to paint a guitar with something epic like Godzilla.
It was really
a lady
like,
or something.
All of them, I literally was like, you know what?
Yeah.
Any one of those. Just great. Just already like off the charts amazing. Like you're just like, hey guys, you want to jam? And you like show up with your fucking like titty Godzilla like guitar. it's a Gibson SG.
Oh man, I always
don't like to brag.
I always have awesome ideas for artwork, but I suck at art. But I'd like to shout out to my friend William 10Kate, who drew like the artwork for the Sleazy CD, because now I have all these like weird ideas and like I'm just writing him like, hey, will you draw this? I need to write him and tell him like a couple I had today, but right now he's working on Sexual Texas. A cowboy Texas in drag.
Yeah.
Nice. I mean, nice.
It was like, make the dick bulge big and the pubic hairs sticking out of the fishnets.
So besides this show, when was your guys' last show?
Oh, geez.
What did we just do?
Oh, man. That was so long ago. No. 2 weeks ago. Where was that? Somebody help me out.
It was just 2 weeks
ago.
Skinny's Lounge. That's right.
Rockaholic Wednesdays. Yeah, yeah. Yes, with Scum.
Yeah. Scum Love, yeah.
I was actually...
Schecter guitarist, totally.
Wait.
Schecter dude. Schecter.
Like Scum Love, Scum
Schecter
Love?
Dude.
Scum Love?
Yeah.
The dude?
Yeah.
Arthur?
Is that his
real
name? Anthony. I, for whatever reason, remember that dude.
Yeah. Scum Love.
Yeah.
No, actually, what's funny is I was at Tiki No when you guys were doing your thing. It was like a Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
The only reason I didn't go is because I was on a blind date that was not... I had to work early. And so like I didn't want to like go and like then be having fun and then be like dragging like some fool around.
And how did your blind date go?
Well, obviously not too good.
I had to go home early because I have work at like, you know, who knows what time.
That's yeah. a good one.
Got
and what's funny with me is that even when I say it, it sounds like bullshit. Like, yeah, I have a really early morning. It's like, you sound like every fucking minute of your life is your early morning. Like,
oh, man.
But yeah, funny. No, but that's the only reason I didn't go. I was right there. I was at Tiki Now.
It was a good time.
Metalheads kept coming in.
Yeah, they
in.
Have metal karaoke.
Yeah, dude. And like, they kept coming into Tiki Now, and I want to be like, oh, I want to be there, but not with this dude.
Yeah, it was a cool night. Actually, the bass player for Seether was there, Dale Stewart.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, hanging out and stuff. And in fact, he went up there and actually did some karaoke, huh? What the hell song was that? It was crazy. I don't remember.
What does Seether even sing?
They got a few songs.
They have a song with the chick from Evanescence.
Yeah. Remedy, freaking Gasoline. Yeah, yeah.
Remedy from Black Crowes?
No, their own version of Remedy, actually.
Yeah, a different song, but same.
Yeah. But, anyways, so yeah, he was there and a few other people. It was cool. We had a great time. And that was the last show.
Yeah. Do you guys have any, like, endorsements or anything?
Like,
I heard you mention Schecter. Schecter.
Well, I'm not endorsed by Schecter. I own quite a few Schecters.
Oh, cool. Yeah. But I would love to be endorsed by anything. Right now, I just wish someone would give me a cymbal bag with wheels.
Yeah,
so I can take
level
it on the bus.
7, we're pretty new. Like,
you know, it's
when
not
did you guys start?
In 2010.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
I had a car wreck, and while I was healing, you know, I needed to write, and so we started level 7.
Yeah, we got together, wrote some tunes, you know, and yeah, that's basically it.
And he and I joined in 2011.
Yeah, we found Jory Music Connection.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I think it's still around.
Is Music Connection like the Craigslist for musicians?
It is now.
Or not the Craigslist. But like
actually,
the, like,
I hadn't used seen Music Connection in years, and I just happened to do the online Music Connection, and he called.
I just happened to be really bored and wanted to start playing in a new band. And so I checked it, and I saw Liz's cute picture on there, and I thought, well, this music's pretty cool.
Yeah,
Liz. I'm going to call her.
Cuteness always holds sway.
Yeah. Cuteness works.
It does. Cuteness, and at least a smile goes a long way.
Yes.
Even if you're a land beast, always smile. My grandmama taught me that.
A beach master.
And I got to say, it's a nice change up after playing drums in other bands to finally have a female front woman that, you know, it's not, you know, she's decent to look at, you know, from the back.
She ain't a land beast.
Are you
It's a compliment. It's a compliment.
Thank you, Jory. Yeah.
I have that thing where I always notice butts. Like, if there's a butt, like, my eyes go to it.
She's a butt.
And you know what? And her butt keeps me in time because she's shaking left, right, left, right.
And there's
left,
certain
right,
songs I tell him, really, and this is serious.
Watch
I tell
my
him,
ass.
Yes, watch my hips. And if the way they go, that's how the tempo should go.
I need the snare on the left cheek. You're doing it wrong.
Mindy, if somebody was shaking their ass in front of you when you were playing the drums, you'd be unstoppable. That's how much you love butts. She literally, like, she's a butt man.
And you know what? Yeah. The more she shakes her butt, the harder I hit the snare drum, I've noticed.
Yeah.
It's, you know.
Wow, so you have such power within your ass.
I'm just learning this.
Yeah, amazing, huh?
You have, like, the glutes of thunder.
And rock
I'm
and
responsible
roll!
For the beat.
Yeah.
Funny.
Well, you should be proud of yourself.
So I heard something about a new EP.
That's right. Yes.
Let's know about that.
Go ahead. Totally.
Yeah, how about Rubenstein over there?
I know, he's
pretty
all quiet.
Shy.
Hi. Just
anything you want to add to the table, Ruben? I did like the pondering though for a second. You're like, do I?
Are you like, man, I just wish I was playing guitar right now.
You know, we have a new EP. It was released in January.
Yes.
He was just going to say something.
Oh my gosh.
I was going to say, yes.
He does.
And
he does
who produced it, Ruben? Who produced our EP?
Dean,
he's a madman, and he's probably listening right now.
Yes. Oh, the amazing Dean DiCioso.
Hey. He almost killed us.
With whiskey.
Yes. He drinks lots of whiskey.
That's the best way to die.
Woodford Reserve.
If you're
going to
get killed the whiskey way.
But yeah, it was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, I'd say.
Yeah, it was pretty hard.
And
it was 3 songs.
Yeah, we did 3.
How was the recording process?
Oh my gosh.
Well, go ahead, Liz.
Well, they did pre-production, so he got these 2 guys. I remember.
Yeah, you bring them in ahead of time. You know,
he first listened to our rough songs, like our rough demos. He mic'd us up and recorded us, and then he took a listen. Then he had a meeting and sat us down and said, "What the?"
He scolded us.
Yeah, he scolded us.
Basically scolded us.
Said, nobody wants to.
What the fuck are you doing?
Exactly. Oh, we can't say fuck, right?
Say
fuck?
Oh yeah, yeah. FCC has no control over internet radio.
So one Bible.
You just say balls like 40 times in a row.
Balls.
You don't say like I don't know what's bad. Like
funny
taint.
Awesome.
Poopy blood cunt.
Juicy blood fart.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah. See, I can say that. Fuck you,
unregulated,
FCC.
Yes.
Ain't no one listening to me, FCC.
We wrote the jingle, man. Yeah, we wrote the most horrible, horrible music jingle for the station.
Our jingle makes you want to like shit hot.
Hey, sound man, can you find the jingle? Can we play the jingle?
Let's play the jingle and then play some Level 7.
Right now.
All right, we're going to take a little moment to find the jingle.
We're going to do a little jingle finding.
Oh my gosh, a djembe.
Oh, there's totally a djembe in this room.
Yeah, my djembe. Hey,
that's my
djembe.
I have that exact djembe.
I swear, djembe, bro.
That's mine.
You guys want a gummy worm? We're trying to get sponsored by something gummy. So, anyone want
one? Oh, we brought you guys some candies.
Oh, yeah, I ate one of them, and then I think I left them out there. And now there's two stony boys on the couch. They're probably gone.
One of them's gone. Something. All I see is chomp, chomp, chomp.
I just see two fucking deer in the headlights faces looking at me like, nope.
Funny.
Nobody ate your candy.
It's always a party in Skid Row Studios.
Oh, yeah, we're at least eating a bunch of gummy
Prank
candy.
Party mm-hmm. next week.
Prank party's going to be awesome.
I had Subway before the show. I was so hungry.
So when did you start the hot box?
Six months ago.
6 months ago, exactly. Ooh. So late August or early September?
Oh, man. Wouldn't it be October?
It was September.
October, November. Yeah, no, I think it was September.
Yeah. And it was really hot. Like, you guys think it's warm now.
Our first episode was just the three of us. And as soon as I hit record, my boyfriend, who's like awesome, was in the other room, but he had this big smile, like he was all excited and proud of me. And then I just got the stoner giggles and I couldn't talk for like a minute.
Yeah. No, that's happened to all of us. Like, there was one night where like we drank, somebody gave us weed infused whiskey, which sounds like it's like, oh, bullshit. We unraveled on the air. Like, that episode is so gnarly. Like, we literally,
by the end, we didn't even want to be on the air. We're just like, can't we just be done? And the gnarliness did not end there. There was like epic, like four people drunk off of weed whiskey in a car trying to figure out who should drive. And then the person who takes the wheel almost drives straight into a cement wall.
Yeah,
remember that?
Yeah, I do.
We had to go to Denny's.
We went to Denny's
and sit
and eat, and we ate a bunch of food and like held Denny's down. But like that shit, like surprised all of us.
Wow.
Because you just don't think it's gonna be the thing. Like,
yeah,
you're
like,
oh yeah. Bullshit. Yeah. Oh yeah. Weed infused. Oh yeah. And then we drank it. And we were like, oh, you're serious?
Interesting. Yeah. I never even heard of that. Wow.
Well, don't. Don't take it lightly if it ever crosses your path.
Comes my way.
But don't miss the opportunity. Just make sure you are in a safe and comfortable place.
Yeah.
Partake wisely.
Yes. Not
or assume
live on
the risk.
Air.
Either way. Yeah, not
live
on the
air. We should rock out to 11 Level 7 song.
Yeah, we should.
All right. Are you guys ready, you listeners? This is what you came for. The rock.
The rock, rock, rock.
Yeah.
That sounds fun.
Oh, man.
Ooh-wee!
Yep. So.
What was the name of that song?
Caught Inside.
Awesome.
Caught Inside by Level
Caught Inside This.
This is in Skid Row Studios. Probably.com.
Probably.com. Mindy is fucking basically working her way through a bunch of gummy fucking worms in her motherfucking mouth.
I'm trying to get sponsored by something. Drums aren't going to do it.
Mindy's like, oh, I got Drumeo. Aren't going to work, except for Drumeo.com. That's yeah. Drumeo.
Slash Skid Row.
But yeah, no.
You don't know what you were going
to
miss.
Mindy's basically like trying to, like, gummy bears, gummy worms, gummy fucking spiders, sour bright crawlers, any of that shit. Mindy wants to be sponsored by them. She's going to shove an entire bag of gummy worms in her mouth, and I'm going to shove an entire bag of gummy worms in my mouth. And we're going to
how many gummy bears you got in your mouth?
We're going to do an entire episode with that.
Next week's party. Next week's prank party. Hotbox.
We need somebody to prank call us.
I know.
800-893-9562.
That's 800.
You, right there.
893-9562.
Hello.
You know you want to call. I mean, I'm going to sit here and eat gummy worms. That's probably the most boring thing in the world.
I know.
But you know why it's exciting? Because I'm on the air.
Yeah, these guys, they're like so shy.
Oh, guys.
Yeah, tell us something.
I'm just chilling.
What was the weirdest dream you've had recently, like in recent memory? Weirdest.
Like
you're
me?
Willing to say. Either of you.
Honestly, I don't even remember my dreams. I'll be honest with you. I don't.
I've been having a lot of dreams.
I wish I did. I don't. I wake up and it's like nothing. Isn't that crazy? It's like a void.
It sucks.
I jumped out in Mexico today with zombies.
Awesome.
Jeez, seriously. Yeah. That
happened to me. I had a dream 2 nights ago that I had download. It's weird for a million reasons, but the first reason is weird because I had a dream that I downloaded an app for my phone, and I don't have a smartphone. I've never had a smartphone, so like the fact that I downloaded an app is already like weird. But in the dream, I had downloaded an app that like told you what hookers were in your area and like what they were down to do and for how much. And like where they were like right now.
You should do
GPS
that.
GPS style.
Yeah, like right this minute. Like it would like just pinpoint. Like it'd be a bunch of dots.
Mary, you're going to be a madam.
You
right?
should create that.
This needs, it's a sign. You Mary got the a madam.
I dreamt a hooker business.
Yes.
But that's not
create
something.
The app
for your
it's
iPhone.
The app. Create the app.
No, it would be FatMap. But I can't do it. I think it already exists. It has to exist.
Yeah.
But it was a weird dream. Like
we
in the dream,
look
I remember
it up.
Being like, "Oh
you
man,
never know."
Someone should like, Google that and then call us with the answers.
Yeah, let us know if this is lucrative or very demeaning.
Is there a hooker app,
or is it expensive?
You know, there's a Skid Row Studios app.
Oh, is there?
There is, and we're on iTunes.
Oh, yeah, we're on iTunes, by the way.
And Level 7's on iTunes?
Yes, we are.
Oh, we're iTunesing it up in the hot box. We do that on the regs.
Time to get on your iTunes, everybody.
It's time to download.
It really is. Amazing.
Download party? Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a download party?
Where I've just sat there and downloaded a bunch of stuff.
That's a party. Were you drinking a cocktail at least?
Depends on what phase of the Mindy life it was.
Oh, phase of the Mindy life.
There's been waves. I travel in waves.
Waves of the phase of the Mindy life. You are a wily minx, and that's why I love you.
Oh, thank you.
So, Mindy, when was your last show?
Oh, on my birthday, November 30th. When I turned 30, so it was my golden birthday, but it wasn't in LA, it was in Iowa, because my band is trying to find a bass player, but I think we found someone to do some stuff.
Oh, cool.
But we just put out a little demo.
Yeah, I was going to see if you wanted to play.
Soon, like May-ish.
Okay, cool.
May seems like a good month.
See, really, it's just like me and the guitar player have conflicting schedules.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, You work during the day. He works during the night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes it so hard. When we can jam, it's like quiet time jam. Mm. But we are doing a Misfits cover band for Halloween, and Mary's going to rock front and center.
Nice.
Did I tell you my idea for you?
What?
You know how you wear like shirts like that all the time, your cut-up t-shirts?
Yeah.
You should make one out of one of those beach muscle shirts that the fat people wear.
I'm so
please like, do that.
Wait, like
it took it into have, your belt.
Wait, one that has like the muscles. Oh, I'm so dude. I'll totally do that.
Yes,
because if I get one big enough, it'll like I'll be able to like sew it to where it's all like the skin color.
Yeah, be all muscles, just like so dancing.
Funny.
That's gonna scare everyone.
But you
that's
have to carry around a stuffed black kitty cat. Okay.
I fed my kitty today.
Where's that gonna be at?
We don't know. We're just going to get it ready so that when the time comes, we'll be like, look what we got. You know you want to book us.
Happy Halloween.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, you got to plan ahead. I want to be there. Things.
Awesome. We'll let you know. We'll keep everyone updated. Mindy and Mary on stage together. What could be better?
Yeah, that's very true.
Sounds good.
So what's it like to go to a level 7 show? Someone should call in and tell us. 800-893-9562. What do you guys think it's like for your audience?
Well, I never see them because there's so much smoke.
Honestly, we just really
smoke in front of me.
Last year, I decided to stop having us play because we didn't have anything out. So it was really hard all summer. We didn't play last year.
Yeah.
To work on our music,
sure we did.
So we'd have something.
Yeah, we did.
No,
we played a lot. I thought I was playing. Was I dreaming?
Ruben played a lot.
You were there, but the audience was imagining.
I could have sworn we were playing.
Ruben was... No, so really, we just like concentrated on finishing our music. And so this year, we started
Yeah, we got
playing.
It done. Yeah, the goal was January. Got it done by January.
And sounds pretty
31st,
good. You like put
but
a lot
just
of work.
Still January, nonetheless.
Yeah, it was a lot of work.
Good
definitely
recording quality.
A lot of work.
And we just reconfigured our whole set to where we're running through Pro Tools live now, and we had to adjust to that. Before we weren't doing that, we were just running
the
sampler.
Yeah, because I remember hearing you guys about playing to a click. Oh man, I hate the click.
Oh yeah, I've never really done it.
And I sleep with the click now.
Oh, he has become Mr. Click.
You have to let the click take control. You're no longer the master.
No, it's fun.
It's click time.
It's fun. We're rocking. You know
I
what? We're only tighter as a band. You know, I know I've always not been for it, but because I'm wireless in the ears, like I just have wireless ear monitors now, I think it's great. I was against it for the whole headphone to the side of the mixer type deal, and I thought that's a pain, but now...
Yeah.
You know, nothing's holding me back.
That's cool.
The wonderment.
I'm learning. We have I was just caller. Someone called in, and right as I was about to bring him on air,
scared.
They called up.
Boo, call back. Don't chicken out.
Don't you do it.
If you want to fucking, you know, fuck with the Eagles, you can't be flying with the sparrows.
Should we pull out the caller ID and call them back?
Yeah, really. Like, what did you mean by that?
They're scared now.
Why would you do such a thing?
Oh.
Funny.
Hurts me. It cuts me to the quick. Not really.
So
do you guys like playing live, or do you prefer
Heck
to be
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Caller, there's nothing
let's
like
bring
it.
Bring that caller.
Hey, caller's
hold
back.
On.
Caller.
Yay.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, caller. What's your name?
Yeah. I'm the caller that called and hung up.
Oh, hey, we're so happy you joined us again.
What's my name?
You're adventurous.
Yeah, so, my name is Brandon Ward.
Hello, Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
What's up?
The Brandon
Welcome
Ward.
Welcome to the Hot Box.
The Brandon Ward. Thank you for welcoming me to the Hot Box.
You're welcome to thank
so
us.
So what does the Brandon Ward mean?
Okay, you know what? I can't listen to you guys online and on the phone.
Oh yeah, it does. It'll
has,
drive
like,
you crazy.
Weird freaking delay on it.
There is.
Hello.
Pick one or the
hello.
Other.
That's the delay where
Funny.
I don't know what happens to me.
Yeah.
So what are you up to? What's your story?
What am I up to? What's my story? Yeah. Well, I just wanted to call you up and tell you that level 7's fucking badass.
Yeah.
These guys are fucking, you know, if they really had a chance to fucking do something, they really would.
Yeah, thanks,
we're going
man.
For it.
Thanks,
I know
man.
It. And I think,
you, Brandon.
You know, don't ever give up, man, and just fucking keep going. And just, you know, there's no way you can lose.
Keep pissing in the wind.
Nah, man.
I'm not even kidding. It's a joke.
Keep drawing
sorry.
Pieces
I'm just being
on
smart
the board.
Like, with the wind, bro. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, you gotta...
Piss with
guys
the wind.
Your songs are badass, dude. You know, you gotta just, like, keep fucking doing that shit. Like, don't never, ever fucking stop.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yeah,
thank
I appreciate that.
Aw, well, what know what we should do right now? We should rock out to another level 7 song.
Yeah, we're going to do that. We've decided that.
I think that would be like a good idea.
The perfect idea.
Thanks for calling, Brandon.
Right,
and
thanks,
glad
Brandon.
You're
yeah.
supporting level 7.
Thanks, bro.
Happy Tuesday, Hot Box Tuesday. Keep listening.
Yeah. Hey. Late.
Late.
And let's do another of this awesome level 7.
Soon be gone, walking in the
Yeah, a shoulder to cry on sometimes becomes a dick to ride on.
Fucking level 7, fucking hitting us with the he.
What was the name of that song?
Vellum.
All right. I liked your bass tone. What, like, pedals do you use?
That was just, the bass itself was a custom bass that I had built at work.
Okay.
And then we just ran through a rack, basically. And Dean pretty much.
Yep, the producer.
Yeah.
He's the mad man. He's responsible for all of that
exactly.
bass sound.
Yeah, he's actually the one who got that sound. So
yeah, at first we weren't used to it because we were used to his regular, you know, his bass tone from Justin. That's exactly what a producer does. Like,
yeah,
we were amazed. Like, wow.
Yeah.
I can't take the credit for that. Yeah, totally.
Awesome.
Definitely him. Yeah.
What do you play with when you play live?
Now actually I've been playing actually Spectre basses, actually one actually.
Okay.
Yeah, I really like them. They're great. Neck throughs, EMGs, the whole nine. It's a badass bass, great tone through my rig. And yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
What about the drum setup? What set do you use?
For live, I'm using a Sonar kit.
Okay.
And occasionally I'll rotate that out with a Pearl kit.
All right.
And Paiste cymbals. I'm a big fan of Paiste.
I need to try them out. I've been using Zildjian for a while, and they start cracking like right at 2 years for me. It's like they have a remote, and they're like, oh, the warranty is up. Now you can crack. So
yeah,
I like them because I can dampen them really quick because the ones I use are kind of thin.
Okay.
But it seems like I hear pace.
Why don't you get heavier cymbals? So you don't crack them as quick.
I should. I'm just using the pussy ones, I guess. Well, they're 19s. That's pretty big for a crash.
It's big.
It's pretty big.
Sounds big.
We got a caller.
They go bigger.
No cymbal talk. I need 20 tunes. That's it. I'm upgrading. Hi, caller.
Is that me?
Yeah. Hey, what's up? What's your name?
Hey, caller.
Hey, am I caller 25? Am I the 25th caller?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Dude, fuck yeah. I want that Justin Bieber care package. Fuck yeah.
You're getting it delivered by a lesbian that looks just like Justin Bieber.
Oh, that's kind of hot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is hot.
Yeah.
If you have a girlfriend, she'll be into it.
So anyhow, let's get one thing straight. Hot box. It sounds like a porn. You guys aren't making porn over there, are you?
Oh, not tonight.
We're smoking weed.
We smoke weed. We smoke the blunts. We don't lick the cunts.
I do both. No.
Wow. All right. Cool. I'm in on that. Where's the studio?
It's in Skid Row.
Skid Row. Really? Skid Row?
Yeah, we're Skid Row Studios.
Right it's on. The place to be.
Skid right Row on. Studios.
Fuck hey, Liz, what's up? How you doing?
Good, how are you?
It's Fuego.
Fuego! Fuego del Sol.
Fuego del Sol on the phone.
Thank you for calling. Awesome. He's a level 7 fan.
I am a level 7 fan. Level 7 kicks ass.
Yeah, level 7-ized.
So you've seen them live?
Thanks, yes, I have.
Will you tell us about The Rock?
I've been fortunate enough to say that I've seen them live, yes.
Okay, tell us about The Rock.
Tell us what you've seen and what you've heard.
What I've seen, I saw smoke.
It looked like
cool.
The hot box.
Hot smoke. It was awesome. It was good.
Oh, man. Is Liz's butt as commanding as we hear it is? I hear that's like what controls the music.
It controls the beat.
It's the Her foundation of everything.
Yeah, that's it.
Got the booty rock.
The butt and the click.
I think I was wearing some sundress when he came to our last show, so it didn't really show the butt.
Oh, some sundress.
I gotta wear some more butt attire.
Your butt attire. Is the click of the band.
Butt attire is always good.
What's that?
Yeah. Butt attire is always good, but don't let the guys wear butt attire. That's not cool.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Dude, our show's over. We gotta let you go, quick caller. I'm sorry, but thanks for your enthusiasm.
Thanks for calling, man. Hey, thanks.
Fuego.
Thank you, Fuego.
Level, You guys got to go and check them out whenever you get a chance.
We
They're
will.
All right, level
change.
7.
Thanks,
thank you.
Tomorrow
you
guys, night at the Silver Lake Lounge.
Yes, tomorrow night.
Yep, Silver Lake Lounge.
And where can people find you? What's your webpage, your Facebook?
Oh, yes. They can do a search, level 7. It's S-E-7-E-N on Facebook or ReverbNation.com. Level 7.
Or you'll find a link to them
they could just
on the
Google.
Hot box.
Yeah, just Google us.
Yeah, they'll find you. Go find them. You're listening to the Hot Box next week.
Next week is prank call week, and we are going to have a few of our favorite guests that have ever been on, and we're going to be doing some prank
calls.
They're
coming back for pranking
parties.
They're
coming back, and we're going to be it's going to be an obnox box in the Hot Box.
Facebook.com/thehotbox or hotboxshow.com where you can find everything.
Even video.
See you next week.
Crazy.
Bye.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, guys. This was so awesome.
Happy 6 months.
Thank you.
Oh, man. Yeah.
People, I send you chatty tomorrow. Watchy people, I send you watchy tomorrow. Every day you get up, all you do is walk. Every day you get down, all you do is chat. Chat, chat, people tease me. Chat, chat, people tease me. And you will help you and you now.